John, now it's time to start training camp. So that way it gets the blood flowing a little bit. But let's look back at the last several months since the San Diego win. Where did you feel like this team has improved the most in all of the work that you guys have done?
Well, you know, all along we've said that we wanted to put a plan together. First, you had to see if you could re-sign some of your own guys. And then the second part of it was, could you get what you really wanted in unrestricted free agency? We left the free agency portion of the process feeling pretty good.
First off, I want to welcome Jeremy and his family to the Kansas City Chiefs organization.
You know, I'm really excited about helping this team get to the next level.
Very rarely can you get a guy of his stature at 26 years old that can impact your team. If you just sit and watch the OTAs and the mini camps, magnificent route runner. Very smart kid, great hands, great team leader.
You're right, he knows he's done this to your part. Ready, go!
And then you go and you look at the Paul Fornakers, and then you look at the Ben Grubbs with the trade that we activated. These are guys that begin to create the competition we talk about. I'm very excited about the class of 2015. I think that they're very competitive. They accept the challenge. They understand the culture that we have embedded here. They understand what it means when you say the Chiefs way. There's a certain way of doing business. I'm very excited to go into training camp because, you know, the next process is now pads get on. Now the fun begins. The great Chuck Noll always used to say, pads separate the men from the boys. So that's what it's all about.
Good feet on this now, 11.
It seems like Andy has more packages. You've added Macklin, you've added pieces, but is there more that he has to work with as far as a specific package to create a problem for the opponent?
This is a marathon. It takes a while to build a good football team. We're into the third year of this thing, and I'd like to think we as an organization have depth. We have competitive depth. We have some battles that are going to be really hard. When it comes down to 53, I think this year is going to be really hard to make some determinations on who actually makes the 53-man roster. And, you know, competition always brings out the best, and that's all you can ask for.
Interesting. I'm going to follow up to that. Your pro personnel staff, how much do you evaluate your current roster at St. Joe, but then how much do you look at the other 31 teams? What about your staff and what they do now?
What our guys are doing is they're planning for the preseason. The mantra is no stone unturned, and that also carries over into the pro personnel side of the business. We evaluate our team very thoroughly, but we also evaluate the 31 other teams because you never know who's going to fall through the cracks. And I think it's our fiduciary responsibility to the organization to make sure we get the best available players, and we will do that.
You've been in this game a long time. How excited are you for St. Joe?
I love St. Joe. Actually, I love training camp. You know, when I played, I actually liked training camp. And don't ask me why. I did. For me now, where I sit today, it's an opportunity to see if all the pieces have come together. And that's kind of how I sit back and look at it there for the first week and just kind of see how, if it all meshes together, if it's truly what you think it is.